Thank you, Lord. Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 11. Hallelujah. When I was thinking about this passage and looking it over, I realized that we probably could have spent all of our 2 weeks here just considering these words of Jesus in Luke 11, even just these first 13 verses. And so as we read it this morning, let's just allow God to speak to us. I'm sure he has something to tell us, to instruct us. Maybe we could just try to answer that first part even before we begin. Why is this passage of Scripture given to us, these first 13 verses? What would be the context here? Well, someone asked, one of his disciples asked, "Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples." And so that is really the setting for this teaching that Jesus gives on prayer. I believe we started on this side yesterday, so I guess we can start with Sister Heidi. All right, Luke 11, verse 1.
Once Jesus was in a certain place praying. As he finished, one of his disciples came to him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples."
Well, Dana?
He said unto him, he said, "When ye pray, say, 'Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation."
And he said to them, "Which of you shall have a friend, and go to him at midnight, and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves'?
Because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.
And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.'
I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impotence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs."
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
For everyone that asks it, receives it. And any that seek it, find it. And to him that knock it, it shall be opened.
Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, you will give him a snake instead?
Or if he asks for an egg, will you offer him a scorpion?
If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Amen. How much more? So in response to this disciple's desire, "Lord, teach us to pray," we have what we know as the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer: "Our Father," or "Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And so he lays out for them a pattern that we can follow in prayer. Is it right to pray the Lord's Prayer? Yes, of course. The prayer he gave us to pray. And then he goes on and he tells this story. Right away he begins this little story of friends. And what is the story? How many friends are there? How many friends? Well, there's two friends, but they each have a common friend, it seems, right? So there's three. And so the one friend has a friend who comes and visits him. And what he comes late in at night, and he knocks on the door, and the friend lets him in. And then he goes to the cabinet, and he looks, and he sees that there's nothing there to give his friend. His friend has been on a journey. I don't know about you, but sometimes you come in from a journey, and you're hungry. And I'm sure this friend was hungry. And the other friend had nothing to set before him. So what does he do? He ran down to the corner bodega, 24-hour. No, what did he do? Well, he said, you know, I have a friend. I know, and if I go to my friend, he'll give me what I need. And so he goes to his friend's house, and he knocks on the door, or calls out, Chris! Chris! And his friend from within says, what are you doing? Why are you calling? It's late. Don't you know what time it is? It's late. Does it say midnight? I'm in bed in my, you know, it's, you're waking up the baby. You know, stop. And so does the friend leave and go back? No, he keeps knocking. He says, Chris, but you don't, I need the bread. I need a loaf. And how does the story end? Does he get the loaf?
Yes.
Jesus says there, though, it's not because he was a friend necessarily, but because he was persistent, bold, importunity, persistence. Now, I think that the story indicates that there was a relationship here. There were relationships. There was these friendships. And I think the one friend knew that if he went to his other friend, I think he expected his friend to supply the need. Now, maybe reluctantly in the story at first, but he received what he requested. And I think there are many, there are a number of lessons here. One is that, what do you see as this? What is Jesus trying to teach us here? Anyone have a thought? Who are these different friends? Who do you think the one... maybe we should call him friend number one, friend number two, friend number three. Maybe that'll help us understand. But there's the one friend who has the bread. Who is that? Who do you think that's a picture of?
God?
Yeah. God has what we need, right? Yeah. Or not only what we need, but what we need to give to others. The friend that came on a journey maybe is a friend that you have that needs something from Jesus, and you realize that I don't have what this person needs. I can't meet this need. I have nothing to give them, really. But I have a friend who has exactly what they need. And so I go to that friend in faith, expecting that he will meet that need. And if the answer doesn't come the first time, when I first knock... I continue to knock. Because right after this, he goes into that about asking and it will be given you. Seeking, we have to take these things all together. This is all teaching on prayer. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and keep knocking and the door will be opened for you. I wonder if sometimes we say a little prayer and then we don't get the answer right away and maybe we get a little discouraged. Oh, God didn't hear. Or, well, now I prayed and let's see what God will do. And it shows a lack of an understanding of our relationship with God. How does Jesus start that prayer? Our Father who art in heaven. Our Heavenly Father. You know, Jesus was the one who really brought that relationship to the forefront in his ministry, that God was our Heavenly Father. If you go back to Matthew and you read the Sermon on the Mount, how many times is the word Father used? Father knows, Father sees, Father will provide. Your Heavenly Father knows what you need before you ask. And yet, here, he's teaching us that we need to be persistent in asking. Father will give what's best. And that's brought out in the verses that follow, right? Again, he says, now, earthly father, which of you fathers? How many here are fathers? I have three. Three. Which of you fathers, if Caitlin comes and says to me, Dad, can I have a piece of bread? What do? I go in the backyard, I dig up a rock, and I put it on her plate. Here, butter it. No, isn't that, that's silly, right? You'd say that's foolish, right? How could that be? Or if she asks, what's the next question? A fish? I'm going to give her a snake? No, of course not. Or an egg? A scorpion? And he's just trying to show them how our Heavenly Father wants to give us what's best for us, what's good. The good gifts come from our Heavenly Father. When he says there, you fathers, even though you're evil, well, that's in comparison to God. There is none good but God. In comparison to God, yes, we're evil. We're made of this human substance. But God is love and God is good. God is gracious. How will he not give good things to them that ask? That's the way it is in Matthew. Here it's, how will he not give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? God wants to fill you, fill me with the Holy Spirit. And we need to ask. We need to ask. Ask. Have you asked him to fill you with the Holy Spirit? He has great desire over you. He loves you. He wants to give you what's best. And I think this parable teaches us that we can come again and again and again and ask. Don't hesitate to come and knock on the door. Don't hesitate to ask him again to meet your need. I don't think the point here is that he's some kind of grumpy man who got awakened out of sleep and he grudgingly gives you something. No, I don't think that's the point. I think the teaching here is that he's a God who loves us. We go with that confidence that he's our Heavenly Father and that he has what we need and what we need to give to others. Just one more thought I like about this story is that the friend goes not because of his own need, but because he wants to bless his friend. I think that's a wonderful thing about prayer. I think we need to learn to pray for others more and ourselves less. And if we put the needs of others ahead of our own, I think our own needs would be met. And if we would pray that way, Lord Jesus, meet that one. Help that one. Supply that need. I believe God would in turn then not only meet that person's need, maybe through you, but also bless you in the process and bring answers to prayer in your life. The Lord has reminded me often not only to pray for my own church and congregation, but that I also should be interested in the other churches in our neighborhood. And I should pray for them, and I should pray for their pastors, and I should pray for their workers. I don't know all of them. I know some of them. But instead of just being focused on me, and God bless us, and bless the... No, let's begin to pray for others. Bless those churches around us. Bless every place where the gospel is preached. Give them grace and encourage them and send people to them. And I think if we learn to pray that way, unselfishly, looking to the needs of others, that yes, we would obtain the answer. God would bring the bread and give the bread that's needed. So let's not give up so easily. Sometimes God holds back the answer. Why? Because maybe at that moment you wouldn't receive it in the right way, or wouldn't be the answer that he wants to give, the best answer. And so in his time and in his way, God always answers and meets the need. Can we trust him? Have you learned that he truly is your heavenly Father? Let's not doubt that he desires to pour out his Spirit upon us. Let's ask. Let's seek. Let's knock. Lord, increase our faith. That you are holding before God. Maybe there's a prayer that you've been praying for some time, and maybe it seems the answer hasn't come. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Take faith. Your Father knows. Your Father sees. Your Father will give what's best. If you've been asking for the Holy Spirit, continue to ask. Seek his face. Set aside time to be in his presence. Lord, fill me. Your Holy Spirit. Even me, Lord, the promise is for me. How much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? And Lord, we ask for one another. Lord, you know exactly what you'd like to do for each one, Lord, at this camp, at this time. We want to be in faith for one another. We ask that your will would be done in each life. You have brought us together in this family of God. You've made us brothers and sisters in Christ. So, Father, we ask you to fulfill the desire of every heart. Hallelujah. In closing this morning, let's just pray together the prayer Jesus taught us to pray in this chapter. Let's stand. And together now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you today. Be with you.